It's the year 1964, and the Kinzu Dam has just been shut, flooding Pennsylvania's one surviving Indian community living on the corn planter tract, and forcing the Seneca Indians to move elsewhere. This is the backdrop to contemporary Native American dancer Rosie Semus' new work, We Wait in Darkness, an exhibit at All My Relations Gallery and performance at the Red Eye Theater near downtown Minneapolis. The story weaves together Semus' own Seneca family, their relation to Corn Planter, and her grandmother. The title might sound a little ominous to those unfamiliar to Seneca culture, but it's crucial to the tone and message Semus wants to set with her powerful new work that takes aim at identity, culture, and representation.
The title actually is taken from a song that was sung during ceremonies that happened in the evening. And the whole idea of this particular society, because there are different societies in the Longhouse, was to help keep the balance between the light and the dark and keep the balance and basically the health of the community.
Semus describes what she does as contemporary Native American dance, a label that is oftentimes hard for non-Native or Westerners to grapple with. That's because it defies what we think Native American dance should be or is.
Also, this is most important that it came to her not as a deconstruction of, like, you know, concert dance as white postmodernists have done, but from her own exploration of theme from a very Native perspective. That's important.
That's dancer and choreographer Ananya Chatterjee. But the point is to create a new language that talks about issues Native people are facing, and that's what Semus is trying to do. Recently, Semus traveled to Montreal to perform two works, including We Wait in Darkness. The other, Seems You Have to Play Indian to Be Indian, directly challenged stereotypes. Rosie Semus grew up here in Minnesota and remembers performing traditional dances at powwows, but was drawn to ballet and modern dance as well. As a child, she studied at the Children's Theater Company and then moved on to the Martha Graham School of Dance in New York. She eventually formed her own company, the Rosie Semus Dance Company, to create what she calls, quote, a sacred space. She says that themes in her works are personal, but universal, all based on culture and homeland.
First, I'm a Seneca, and I never in my life ever said I was not Indian. I've never worn an Indian costume or a headband, but I'm more Indian than some of the very ones that go around destroying good relations among Indians.
Laura Waterman Whitstock, Semus's mother, read letters from Rosie's grandma throughout the performance We Wait in Darkness, describing her identity, her relationship to the culture. Semus's show and exhibit comes at a time when Native American artists are challenging white and non-Native viewers' perceptions of Native culture and their use of stereotypes in art and performance. Recently, a play titled Bloody Bloody Jackson about Andrew Jackson used language and images many Native people in the community felt were offensive and racist. A burlesque performer by the name of Tomahawk Tassels wore a bonnet of feathers and other Native regalia during her routine, much to the outrage of those in the community.
And that's sort of my point with a lot of things is that, you know, we don't have to wear headbands and things like that and beadwork, and although a lot of I like beadwork and I like quill work and things like that, but I don't need that for someone to see that to identify me as Native. And she never needed that, and that was very different than other Native people in her time period, because you were either trying to show other people you were Native, or you were trying to hide the fact that you were Native.
Rosie Semus believes that experiences like hers, losing the land and the effects that come along with that, is trauma stored in the body that she expresses through movement. Indeed, her body in some of her works nude, vulnerable, while falling and being lifted back up again, while sounds of rushing water engulfs us, the audience, and her, helps us to live her experiences as she tells them. For KFAI, I'm Allison Herrera.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.